It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutton. Fibber and Molly will bring you today's story after they finish looking at these photographs.
Babies, babies, babies. I never saw so many cute-looking baby pictures before.
I like the one that's peeking out from under the blanket.
You mean the little fella that wants to know if he's covered?
That's him. And that's a good question, too. Lots of people have been asking that lately.
Friends, McGee and I are looking at some of the wonderful baby photographs in a little booklet put out by the Prudential. It's called Plain Talk, and it answers the questions you've been asking about Social Security. Questions like, am I covered? How much will my family get if I'm not here? How much will I get when I'm 65?
This 30-page booklet gives you easy-to-understand facts and figures on Social Security benefits and how much they are and how to get them. It's just loaded with information.
And loaded with those baby pictures we were talking about. They're cute and amusing, like we said, but they also do a good job pointing up those all-important questions and answers on Social Security.
You can get a copy of Prudential's Plain Talk without cost. Just scribble your name and address on a card and send it to Fibber, McGee, and Molly, Box 1212, Newark, New Jersey.
McGee, I've got my hands full of wet laundry back here. Would you see who that is?
Okay, Molly. I'm coming. Only one visitor we got that leans on the bell like that.
Mr. McGee, hi, it's me, Teeny.
That's what I figured. Now look, sis, when you ring the bell, just push it once. We can hear you. You don't have to lean on it.
I didn't lean on it, mister.
Oh, no.
No, the push button got stuck.
Stuck? Oh, well, that's different.
It got stuck when I pushed a pin in it.
Mm.
That always makes the doorbell stick. But don't you worry, I got the pin on all right. Here it is.
Well, that's very thoughtful of you, sis.
Oh, that's okay. I'm always doing things like that for people.
Yeah?
If there's anybody that I like to help them out and do things for better than, it's people. So I came over here to just do you a favor.
To do me a favor?
I'm going to help you, Mr. McGee.
Oh?
I don't care if it takes all afternoon. I'm going to stay here and help you till you find it.
Find what?
My other roller skate. See, I found this one here. It was in your driveway.
Oh?
But I haven't found the other one, and I have to have it tonight. I just have to have it, Mr. McGee, because all us kids are going roller skating down Suicide Hill tonight.
Suicide Hill?
Mm-hmm. You know, that real steep hill on Oak Street that goes behind the canning factory?
You mean the hill with all those empty cans and broken bottles lying around? You're not going to go...
Yeah, that's the hill. Suicide Hill.
Wow.
That's the one. I haven't found my other skate because with just one skate, it's kind of dangerous.
Oh, now, wait a minute. That hill is too dangerous to skate down with six skates.
Oh, all us kids.
No, sir. I'll help you find your roller skate, Teeny, but you're not going skating down any Suicide Hill with it.
But gee, Mr. McGee, I gotta. It's very important.
What's so important that you gotta risk your little neck skating down the steepest hill in town into a mess of tin cans and broken bottles?
Well, Willie Toops and Freddie Fuller and Davy and all us kids are going to be there, and they said if I go first, they'll make me an honorary boy.
A what?
They promised. They even made the secret sign and threw Willie's cat over my shoulder. And now I got him right where I want him.
You sure?
Yeah. They can't back out even if they want to. So let's find my skate.
Hey, Molly, come and talk to her, will you? Teeny, I'm not going to help you find that skate.
McGee is right, Teeny. I heard that. You'll get hurt, honey.
She'll get fractured.
But I want to be an honorary boy, Miss McGee. Willie and Freddie and Davy promised.
Oh, you can't believe them kids, sis. They're just telling you that. Me and Mrs. McGee, we were kids once, and we know how kids are, don't we, Molly?
We sure do, kid.
When me and Mrs. McGee were kids back in Peoria, we had a suicide hill, too. Only it was all cobblestones and twice as steep.
Yeah.
And you should have seen what happened to a little girl who tried to make honorary boy that day going down that hill.
Oh, what happened?
She was a mess. Her nose was all skinned, and her legs and arms were all scratched up, and all for nothing.
Oh, the poor little kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, those mean boys didn't make her honorary anything. They just laughed at her.
And you said it.
Not only that, but when I got home and my mother saw me all scratched up like that, she took me over her knee and oh. Continue, McGee.
Yeah. No, it's like I was saying, Teeny. I'll help you find your other roller skate, but you got to promise first. No skating down Suicide Hill. Is it a deal?
Well, okay. I promise. I was too scared anyhow.
Well, good. Now that that's settled, let's find that roller skate. Now, let's see. Where'd you have it last?
Gee, if I knew where I had it last, I'd go find it there, mister. It wouldn't be lost if I knew.
Yeah. And you got a point.
But we'll find it. Miss McGee can look for it in the front yard, and Mr. McGee, you can climb up on the roof and look for it.
Now, wait a minute. Where are you going to look, sis?
I'll go look for it in the cookie jar.
That's what I thought.
Scare out, everybody. Let's go. We got to find little Teeny's roller skate.
There's more fun with the McGees shortly. Sooner or later, the friends of the McGees can count on hearing Fibber sing.
Sure can, John. My favorite song's I Wish I Was in Peoria.
Yes, but I know what we both sing a lot oftener, and that's the praises of murine for your eyes. Tired eyes? Just a 2-drop bath of murine for each eye gives them quick refreshment in seconds.
And Molly, don't forget to say that murine is gentle as a tear, so you can use it as often as your eyes would like.
You certainly can, Fibber. And how often our eyes do feel tired from overlong hours of work, or full of sleep when we get up in the morning, or uncomfortably wakeful at bedtime. Then a 2-drop bath of murine in each eye can make them feel so much better right away. And you'll find, as Fibber and Molly do, that when your eyes feel better, you can feel much better too. Why not follow the McGee's example soon and try regular daily use of murine? That's M-U-R-I-N-E. Murine. It makes your eyes feel good.
It's not anywhere under these rose bushes, Teeny. Wasn't in the hedge anyplace, huh?
No, but I found my mama doll.
Oh, good.
Look, my cute little old mama doll. It's been gone all week.
Yeah, that's fine. Well, throw in the box with all those other long-lost and now-found toys of yours, and I'll take a look under the house.
Okay. Gee, we're finding everything, I betcha.
Well, I hope that skate is under here, Teeny, because I'm getting a little tired looking.
I'm sure glad I found my little old fire engine. I've been looking everywhere for this fire engine.
What'd you say?
The fire engine.
What? Fire engines? Where? Are they coming? Oh, ah! Where's the fire engine?
Here it is, right here. See?
Well, skate's not under the house, Teeny. All I saw under there was stars when I banged my head.
Whee, clang, clang, I'm a fireman.
Look, sis, I don't think that skate's around here because we've...
Oh, don't you worry, we'll find it. It's around here someplace. You keep looking, we'll find it. Clang, clang, look out, here comes the fire engine.
Cute little tyke. All the trouble I'm going through for her, I must have a soft spot in my head. Or...
You've got a soft spot for a head, Mudbrain.
Well, as I live and breathe in spite of your efforts, it's the jolly old physician himself. Hi, Fats.
How'd you get so dirty? You trying out a new mud pack?
No. I've been crawling under the house looking for one of Teeny's roller skates, Doc. She lost it around here someplace, and you know Teeny. Mm. She won't give up till I collapse.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Come on out the garage and help me hunt for it, will you? Only hope the kid keeps her promise when I do find it for her. Don't go skating down Suicide Hill with it.
What the dickens is Suicide Hill?
Oh, you know that steep slope on Oak Street that goes back of the canning factory?
Oh.
Seems the pint-sized males on the block promised Teeny if she'd skate down it, they'd make her an honorary boy.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, does that bring back memories. Same thing on my block when I was a kid.
Sure. Me and Molly, too. That's why we made her promise not to...
We had a hill like that back home.
Yeah.
Oh, I was a crazy kid in those days, McGee.
You're still a crazy kid, George. Just fatter is all. No taller, just fatter. Look under my workbench there while I look through the stuff.
The death dive, we called it.
Yeah?
We had us a gang of 8-year-olds called the He-Men. And every kid that wanted to join had to take the death dive on his skates.
Yeah, well, help me move this roll of carpet and...
Down the hill and across the railroad tracks we had to go.
Railroad tracks?
Yeah, the idea was to zoom down the hill when we heard the train whistle, beat it to the crossing, and leap over the tracks just before she whizzed by.
Holy smoke! You must have been goofy.
Well, it was the only way to join the He-Men's Club.
How'd you make out?
Shake hands with an honorary girl.
Well, come on, girl. Let's find Teeny skate. Two hours I've been hunting that thing and...
Well, I... how'd you make out, McGee? Did you find it?
No. I and Doc Gamble turned that garage inside out. I'm sorry to state that your roller skate ain't here, Teeny.
Oh, gee. It's got to be here someplace, Mr. McGee. I know it is. It's got to be.
What makes you so sure?
Because I just went through the same thing with Mr. Toops and Mr. Fuller and, oh, everybody on the whole block. This is the only house left.
Well, I don't know where else to...
I know it's here someplace. I distinctly remember roller skating up and down your driveway last Sunday morning.
I distinctly remember that, too, and that's another thing. While we're on that subject, sis, the next time you get up at 6 a.m. and you got nothing to do, just go back to bed and don't...
Grocery boy!
Oh, the groceries. Go help him, McGee.
He's okay. Come on in, old-timer.
I'll try, Johnny, but I'm loaded down with canned goods. If I can open the screen door with my nose, maybe I...
Well...
Oh!
Hey!
Oh, dear.
Oh, my gosh.
There it is. There's my roller skate.
Oh.
I told you we forgot to look someplace.
No.
It was right there on those back steps all the time.
No.
Oh, gee, thanks for finding my roller skate, Mr. Oldtimer.
Huh.
You know, we looked and looked and looked.
We'll say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a moment.
I say it's a good idea.
What's a good idea, Granny?
Country Gentleman is changing its name to Better Farming.
Today, the top farmers in the country are producing twice as much and making twice as much money. Farming is changing, and changing for the better. And it's the aim of Country Gentleman to help every farmer get the most and best out of his farm. So in January, Country Gentleman, America's oldest farm magazine, makes the name and the aim the same, Better Farming. If you're a farmer or operate a farm, we invite you to subscribe to Better Farming. Simply send $2 with your name and address to Better Farming, Department A, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. You'll get 3 full years of Better Farming. Remember, an average farmer gets 150 eggs from every hen and loses money. A better farmer gets 200 eggs and makes money. Subscribe to Better Farming, Department A, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Who's that on the phone, Molly?
Teeny. She just called to say she was made an honorary boy.
Oh, no.
Yeah?
Don't tell me she skated down that dangerous hill after promising us faithfully.
No. You know, a strange thing happened.
Mm-hmm.
It seems the boys all had their skates on Willie Toops's porch, and somehow or other they disappeared.
Yeah?
And Teeny offered to find them for the kids if they'd make her an honorary boy, so they did.
No kidding. Where'd she find the skates?
Under her bed.
Hmm. Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber McGee and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed with Bill Thompson as the old-timer and Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble. This is John Wald reminding you that you may hear Fibber McGee and Molly again on Sunday night as Mr. McGee's breakfast excursion doesn't turn out quite the way he plans. Be with us then.
Join the great Gildersleeve and all his friends tonight on the NBC Radio Network.